Louisiana's 5th Congressional District votes for a new representative on October 19th. The election is to decide who serves the remainder of Rodney Alexander's unexpired term. State Representative Marcus Hunter is a candidate and joins me to share on his campaign. Representative Hunter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Why a run for this office, Marcus?
Well, I think it starts with the desire of the people. There were many people who called, many community organizations, many churches, many pastors, many civic leaders who felt that my desire and my work that I've done for the state and for them as a community would lead me being an effective Congress.
Well, much discussion has been over the economy in this election. What do you support for economic growth in District 5?
Well, I think it all starts with education. I think that we have a workforce who is desirous. I don't think there's any person in Louisiana in the congressional district who wants to sit around and not work or not have a certain trade or not have a certain level of education that could increase their income, that could help them go out and make their community a better place, make their family a better place. And I think that's their choice. A lot of people want to say we're going to create jobs or we want to bring some type of economic spurt or turn here. But I think it starts with making sure that we have an educated workforce, not just two-year colleges and course training or vocational schools, things of that nature, but we have to be willing to invest in higher ed and make sure that higher ed is not only affordable, but that it leads to increase in jobs in the area are beneficial to Louisiana and the nation.
Well, you mentioned education, and, you know, when we look at the future of education, so much is going on in Louisiana, whether it's vouchers, charter schools. Mm-hmm. What do you support, some of the things that you see in education that you stand behind?
I support equal education for all. I think that's where it starts for me. I think if everybody's willing to stay, regardless of whether you live in Monroe, Aiden, St. Francisville, Bastrop, wherever you live in the state of Louisiana, that you're guaranteed an equal education, regardless of your socioeconomic background, regardless of your faith, regardless of where you are and what you believe. If you walk into a school and you seek to be educated and state dollars are being appropriated for that cause, that you should receive the same education. And not only the same education, but you should also receive the same conditions in which to receive it. I think that is also equally as important, or probably more important than the education that you'll receive.
Another big issue that is being talked about across the country, Marcus, is health care. Your thoughts on the Affordable Care Act and the discussion that's been going on in regards to health care?
Well, I know that you, I'm not sure if you've seen some of the recent things that I felt about the Affordable Care Act. Quite simply, it's a law of the land. I think for someone, cornerstone, a better candidacy to defund something that's the law that is passed through three branches of government leaves a lot to be desired. Now, I only say that because be willing to do something extraordinary to happen. And if that be the case, then we'll have something like what we have now, which is a government shutdown. And that doesn't resonate with the people until they start losing jobs, or their insurance goes up because of a shutdown, or they can't go to a federal hospital or a state hospital and get treatment because people are overstretched or overpopulated. I think in terms of the idea of wanting health care for all, I think that that's the Christian principle.
Representative Marcus Hunter is a candidate for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Representative, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.